Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding, watching, bringing us back. Sitting on the dock of the bay here with our good friend Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That website is 15 years old this month. And we've been updating it ever since. Every day we've been putting new stuff up that you can listen to, you can read, you can watch, you can answer the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far, et cetera, et cetera. Including all the past interviews that we've done with Jeff over the years. Going back about 14 years now. About 13 years, I guess it is. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the one. So
check
That's
his,
me.
Check Jeff's website out. We're talking about technology. I love it when Jeff talks technology with us. Jeff, how do we... We've got all these devices. We've got... We talked in the previous segment about not jumping on the first version, the next version of every company
right.
that comes out, the next phone, the next iPad, the next
tablet,
PC,
phone,
whatever,
laptop,
tablets, what I meant to say.
Insert technology
All
here.
That stuff. You know, not jumping on the first one. Let them get the bugs worked out. But, you know, Jeff, we've got an embarrassment of riches
right.
of choices here, don't we?
Right, absolutely.
Of different kinds of devices. How do you decide which one to buy? I mean, think about it right now. Amazon's got two or three of these Kindles.
Right.
Apple's got a brand new mini iPad. What is that all
right.
about?
Well, I got to tell you, it's confusing in its abundance, like you're saying. It's an embarrassment of riches as far as technology. It's also confounding because you don't know what to pursue, when to pursue, whether to pursue a new piece of technology. I'm a big believer that you only pursue it if it's bound to help you. So I was on an analog phone, as we all were, for years. But when I made my leap to my first smartphone, which at the time was a BlackBerry, the reason I went was because I got sick of having to carry a separate device
right.
or my contact list
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to call Jim
right.
or to be able to call a client or whatever.
And then technology converged.
And it all converged into one small handheld device. I kept that device.
But that Jeff, that was logical. That was a logical conversion. Now people are not faced with logical conversions as much anymore. It's not as much need to have as much as it's want to have.
But my point is, you know, it's the same thing. You got to look at the need factor. Okay, let's back up. You're going to make a change. Are you willing to A, whether it's stand in line, B, be that beta tester because you are the first adopter of a piece of technology, or C, lose opportunity in mm-hmm. time, in business opportunity, and say if there's any sort of migration problem that comes up when your data doesn't transfer over and you're going to spend time dealing with that. Certainly all this stuff takes a little bit of time to get to know. I know somebody who just bought a Samsung smartphone, and the person who sold it to said, look, it's going to take you a little bit to get comfortable with it because you're coming from an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay. And like the first couple days, like, why did I do this? He said, by a week, he's like, he's loving it. So we all have to have sort of some patience built in when we make a transition. But the first question we have to ask is, if I'm doing this for business, if I'm doing this for its utility and its functionality, why? So what pain do I have that I'm trying to solve? As opposed to going from, you know, a Samsung Galaxy 2 to a 3 or from an iPhone 4S to a 5, why am I making that transition? To be the leading edge, as we call them beta testers here, when it's so new, or
right.
because it's bringing a functionality that I'm not getting with what I have with a perfectly good, not just functional, but high-performing mm-hmm. piece of technology now.
So are you saying that you should enter into a decision like this saying, okay, what part of this is what I want, and what part of this is what I need?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and I'll bet you the need
yeah.
part, if you already have a device very similar, I'll bet the need part falls way down on
well,
that.
See, I've got a Droid. I've got a Google Droid. And in a lot of things, there are a lot of things I like about it a lot. There's some things I'm not so crazy about that I wish I could improve.
Right.
But if I go, and I've thought about going to an iPhone. But if I go to the iPhone, you know, my wife has an iPhone, and she complains about some of the things on her. So I'm thinking, okay, am I just swapping one annoying thing for another one? And you know, I'm solving this problem, but I'm picking up another one. So I'm not sure these days that anybody has any kind of a killer app. Device that's just that much over. Like the and as an example, the way iPad was over all the other tablets, say mm-hmm. two years ago.
Right. Right.
I mean, years ago, I showed up at a meeting with a Kindle, brand spanking new Kindle when it was first came out, black and white, right, or green
right.
and white, or green and gray, or whatever. Well, the same meeting, somebody showed up with a brand new iPad. I felt like a child of a lesser god.
Right.
We sent the Kindle back and ordered an iPad.
Right.
So it was a big difference. Today, there's not that much difference, is there?
Well, you know, what they call this type of technology when it is, again, leading edge, disruptive technology. It's going to mm-hmm. change the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We are at, I would argue, although I think I'd get pushback from the technology companies, but I would argue that we're in kind of a static mode
yep.
right now where
yep.
things just aren't changing at the pace. It's, certainly there's some things, but not necessarily stuff.
It's harder
you or
and
I.
harder to disrupt these days. That's exactly right. And the next big disruption will be holograms, I think, Jeff.
you know what? Exactly. Holograms are that teleportation device.
Yeah,
that my
heads
son
up
wants
display
to work
off of your off of the device on your wrist. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the place.
Thanks
Absolutely.
Again for being here. We'll
Always
see you next
great
time.
To be with you. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen, always has some great technology tips for us. We'll take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.